Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. The presence of Jesus is available to every person. Lord, we give you this time. We welcome you here, and I believe with those listening that you will reveal yourself to them. Amen. Amen. The presence of Jesus is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord God Almighty. He is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. That's a revelation that the Holy Spirit gives, and Jesus Christ is the Son of God and infinitely more. Amen. To think that, and he's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. He is beyond words, beyond description. When someone just gets born of the Holy Spirit, then the only thing they will really want is Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. Man was born to fellowship with God. This fellowship, it's an unspeakable mystery that God would offer himself to every person, and that he would offer to fellowship with a person. It's beyond, that's an eternal mystery, and it's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but a reality for those who just simply go deeper with him into the four phases of knowing God. That's the one teaching I want to give in this short message is about that. But first, let's always remember, it's a relationship, just like a relationship with a person. This is a relationship that it's a necessity for every person, okay? But when someone has that, they have to think that we have a relationship with the Almighty God, the only true God. How glorious that is. That's what yesterday's message was about, that and about he's a person, he's God, he has a, you know, there's great teachings about how the personality of the Holy Spirit. And we could substitute, every time we use the name, the Holy Spirit, we can substitute Jesus Christ. Amen. How wonderful this is, that it's only about that. That, like, when we say the presence of Jesus, this relationship, to think that that's all we have to do, and everything flows from that. How wonderful it is. It takes all the pressure off of us. I mean, what a privilege to have, to have this relationship that lasts forever. Amen. Okay, I want to quickly summarize. Jesus spoke about the four phases of knowing God. I've talked about this before, but that's all in John chapters 3, 4, and 7. The first one, born again. That's the most well-known. And as I said, it's a necessity every person has this relationship. Those who don't get born again are in a very serious, it's very serious consequences. Okay, every person on the earth will end up in either heaven or hell. How do we make it to heaven? Have that relationship. And when we have that with Jesus Christ, our names in the book of life, we'll make it to heaven. Amen. Just stay with him in a sincere walk with him. Okay, also, in addition to the four phases that Jesus taught about, he spoke about the helper four times. That's in John chapters 14, 15, and 16. So this is just an overview. So four times he spoke about the helper. Also, another, that same word for helper is comforter. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the comforter, the helper, our advocate. Our other translations, other synonyms, counselor, advocate, intercessor. And there's a progression in these, the four times he spoke about the helper. In the very first one, John 14:16, Jesus, the summary of the of it is Jesus prays and the Father sends the helper. Amen. Well, I'm going to put all this in the notes, but it goes, it's a progression. When we summarize the four times Jesus spoke about the helper, okay, there's a progression, and they coincide with the four phases of knowing God. I do believe that. And the final phase, the final fourth time he spoke about the helper, Jesus sends the helper. Amen. And that's, so these are all glorious mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but a reality. So simple. The second phase of knowing God, being born of the Holy Spirit. Third phase, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the glorious baptism of the Holy Spirit. And if someone doesn't have these, they can just walk right into them. Just let, it's the greatest privilege in the universe to move into any phase of knowing Him, to be born again. Salvation's the greatest miracle. And every phase after that is another miracle. But I do want to continue to emphasize this glorious revelation that He offers this wonderful, unspeakable relationship with Him, that there's no limit to what He can and will do in us and through us, and this goes on for eternity. John 14:16, famous verse. Jesus said, "I will pray to the Father. He will send you another helper that He may abide with you forever." Those who make it to heaven will have the Holy Spirit within them and all around them. Jesus within them and all around them for eternity. They will be they will be fellowshipping with the Lord God Almighty for eternity. That's one of the revelations, the proof that we were born to fellowship with Him. He offers that on the earth. And that's that presence of Jesus. So wonderful, so glorious, so... the fact that God has offered this to man is priceless and beyond... can never be... is beyond words. Beyond comprehension in the natural. People treat us in a lot of different ways, don't they? But to think that God Almighty, Jesus Christ, is the revelation of God, and He offers a relationship for eternity. And a mystery of the kingdom is that it is up to a person what they do with that. Just as it is with someone who's unsaved. It's up to them. I mean, it's their choice. It's not, you know, because, as we know, man is the image of God. Man, if someone wants to go into the four phase, into the subsequent phase of knowing Him, they just, it's almost like one way to look at it is, it's us going in by faith. And God will meet us more than halfway. Jesus will always meet us and lift us up in the power of His might. If someone doesn't have their prayer language, speaking in tongues, they can get that. Jesus will give them that. That's a way that we speak mysteries unto God, and it recharges our spiritual person, our spirit man, when we speak in tongues. Okay. Blessings to you, and We want to hear from you. Hello at wonderreality.org. God bless.